Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. Again, this is your host, Lauren, and you are listening to episode 112, Feminine Flow with Pieta Kolobova. And before we jump into today's amazing goddess feminine flow of an episode, I wanted to remind you guys that we are sponsored by, here at Witchy Wellness Radio, Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium. If you guys want to learn more about this, listen to episode 73 with founder Kristen Bowen. But this is my go-to magnesium for magnesium support, supplementation, whether it's just day-to-day or if I'm healing or going through a stressful time. Transdermal or on your skin is so much more effective than using pills or powders or anything else internally. Head over to the show notes and use that link and make sure you guys use code WITCHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your purchase. And without further ado, please enjoy episode 112, Feminine Flow with Pieta Kolobova. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And again, this is your host, Lauren. And this is a show you learn that your body is not in the way, but actually leading your way. And today we have the wonderful feminine flow goddess, Pieta Kolobova. And I tried not to butcher that, but Pieta helps women who have been pushed down and been playing it small due to toxic relationships or unhealed childhood trauma to create a life that is true to them and their sole purpose. Her mission is to help women who are on the path to healing from past wounds move from their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, and serve other women in a powerful way online. She pairs feminine flow, which we're going to talk about today, with strategic planning to give entrepreneurs immense clarity and exact steps transition from side hustle to CEO. When she's not interviewing on her own podcast, unapologetically abundant, working out or reading, you will find her in nature, disconnecting from the world and connecting to herself. Oh, that sounds magical. Welcome to the show, Pieta.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I love it. And you know, like every time that I hear my intro, I'm like, it's so amazing. It's so amazing that I get to be doing what I'm doing and it gets to be fun, you know? And like you said, it's really the flow that I have created in my life versus pushing and working hard and hustling. And I absolutely love what you stand for and what you have created, because the body, it's not in a way, it's the way. Like our body, especially our feminine bodies, are the way to show us, to listen to us. And right before even you hit the record, we were playing a little bit about, you know, the human design. I'm like, you know, in your body, like, you know, what is the way, you know, if it's a heck yes for you or heck not. And of course, there are some people, some designs, some personalities, they get to sleep on things. I have clients who are projectors and they need to sleep on things. So I know that I get to be really loving and slow and compassionate with them. But most people, like we talk about 70% of the population, like, you know, right away. So honoring your body and let it lead you, that itself, it's magic. Like really reconnecting and honoring our feminine and sensual, that's the magic.
Mm-hmm. And I think we were talking off air right now, and there's so much unknown and chaos in the world. We have been sold this lie of living this very solar go, 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 go mentality. And in my own life, but also worldwide, it's like those structures are falling down left and right. And we don't like to not have a plan. We don't like the unknown, right? And that's the beauty of the feminine. And before we dive into this really juicy topic, we're going to go deep. I would love to hear your beautiful transformational story, how you got to be this glowing feminine goddess of flow, because I know there always is a transformation underneath it all. You even have a butterfly necklace on today. So beautiful.
Thank you. I got this butterfly necklace from my parents-in-law, and the necklace, it's from my grandma who very recently transitioned. So those are like very dear to my heart. And I have a million necklaces, you know, like I have crystals everywhere, girl, and necklaces of crystals everywhere. It's like when we're moving to Mexico, I think I will have one suitcase just crystals. I don't know how my husband will like that, but he has some crystals too. He's like me, you know. But to get back to my story, you know, and the transformation, I learned along my journey that very often I hear on my journey that you have to have like this breaking point, this like falling on your knees. And I don't believe that. I really don't think that you have to hit the rock bottom to be rising. I don't think so. I feel that what is truly important is to have a self-awareness and going back to who you really are. And it doesn't mean that you have to like fall on your knees and go through the worst of the worst or the darkness of the darkness or the most traumatic traumas, right? What I believe it all goes back to the awareness and remembering who you really are. And for me, it took me over 3 decades to remember who I really am. I went through the darkness of when I was growing up, you know, I was mentally and physically abused by my stepfather, which led me into two decades of eating disorder, hating my body, hating my life, feeling unworthy, undeserving, running away from home with a partner who was very toxic, then getting married to somebody else who was narcissistic, attempting of suicide, you know, and always running away from myself and my life because I was thinking I'm unworthy and unlovable. And the thing is that we always find evidence for it. We always find the proof of what we believe. And I believe that I shouldn't be here. I believe that I'm just an accident because my mom, when she had me, she dated my biological father for 2 years. Then she had a first intimate encounter. And here I am, she got pregnant by accident. She didn't plan for it. And it created a lot of turmoil in her family with my, you know, grandfather. And he was very strict, plus alcoholic and abusive. So I was not brought into the place filled with love and comfort, although my mom loved me to life and still does. I just grew up looking around me and feeling unworthy and living in scarcity. So of course it led me into toxic relationship. Of course it led me to this narrative and stories creating about myself that you wouldn't tell even to your worst enemy. Like sometimes the way we speak to ourselves, would you speak like that to your younger sister or to your baby? Like if you have a little baby girl, would you talk to her like that? Like why we are doing this as women to ourselves? So going through this, all of this took me like 3 decades. And when I was almost 30, and I don't know how familiar you are with astrology, but when we are 28 years old, there is this huge shift and turn when the Saturn comes again to the same position as when we were born. And that's when I was always joking that women come into midlife crisis before they hit 30. And then I realized working, you know, with an interviewing many podcast guest that it has to do a lot with our astrology. So after year 28, there is a lot of crumbling and a lot of realizing for some women even earlier because you can feel the anticipation of what's coming. But that time in my life, I really realized that I am going back into that really, really, really dark spot. I didn't want to live. I look at myself and everybody thought that my life is perfect. I had a handsome husband. I was working in a corporate. I had a great money. I was traveling. I was doing fitness competitions. So I was like 20 pounds lighter and I was like ripped and six pack. So on the outside, everything looked amazing. However, on the inside, I was dying. On the inside, I was seeing unseen and ashamed. There was a lot of shame and guilt because people look at me and they're like, well, you have such a great life. And then I'm like, well, what's wrong with me if I don't see this as a good life? So that was the time in my life when I realized if I don't change something, I'm not going to be here for much longer. My eating disorder was really bad back then. And the suicidal thoughts, of course, with eating disorder and being physically and mentally exhausted, I didn't want to be here. And thankfully, back then, I found YouTube videos of Louise Hay, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, Les Brown, and all these people became my online mentors. And instead of listening to my inner critic, I started to brainwash myself, literally. From the moment that I woke up to the moment I went to bed, and I also started to do CrossFit that helped me because I needed strength and energy for that stuff. So I couldn't like binging whole night and then sleep 3 hours and then doing the workout of the day. I couldn't. So I'm like, okay, one day I can do this. One day I won't binge, only one day. And you know, one day get into 2 days, then you fail, right? And then you go, okay, one day at a time. So I feel like my life really started to turn a lot around when I was 30. That's when I really got deeply into spiritual and personal development. And it wasn't up until just recently, maybe 4 years ago, when I stepped into being unapologetically myself. That's when I was able to let go, happily divorced, like I mentioned to you personally. Yep. I'm happily divorced. There's like no hurt feelings. Probably I hurt him, but like no like grudges and things like that, you know, but happily divorced. I let go of my first business of social media marketing where I realized I was doing things that I was good at, but not things that light me up. I was doing things to people please, but not to be really myself. And that's when everything really started to shift, my fulfillment, my abundance. And then when I finally say enough, it's enough, this is who I am, you take it or you leave it. That's when I was really able in 9 months build my 6-figure online coaching business. Not because I added more strategies. Strategies are great, but you can YouTube them or Google them for free. But it's truly about your alignment. So now I teach women how to align with their purpose and their abundance. And it's so fulfilling.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I thank you for sharing your story. And I couldn't help, you know, seeing myself and hearing my own story exactly, you know, play by play of what's going on. And I think for so many of us going through situations like that, it's really that wounded feminine heroine journey, which is what we're talking about, you know, you saying, you know, what's wrong with me? On the outside, everything looks good, but in the inside, your body and your soul is just
screaming.
Yeah, screaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a perfect opportunity for us to go into this feminine flow. I would love to hear kind of your take on how shifting out of that wounded feminine. I got really into those people too. I've been on 4 Joe Dispenza retreats. I love that kind of stuff. And that's exactly right. I was going through a divorce when I was 28. And wow. Yeah. Yeah.
My world. Girl, we are pretty aligned. I love that.
Yeah. So that whole shift was so powerful. But for me, I had to draw this line in the sand of like, okay, this relationship was not for me. I can point fingers all day long, but I have to take responsibility for me creating my own reality, for me ending up here and staying here and thinking that that was okay, you know? So I would love to hear how you transition your own life and how, you know, you help other women shift in their business world, but also abundance is not just business, it's whole life. Mm-hmm. It's a vibration into that feminine flow and out of that wounded state.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful question. And, you know, I feel like when we're wounded as little girls, you know, then it doesn't matter if it was a big trauma or small trauma, if you were abused or if you were just forgotten in a store and you felt lost, you know, and unimportant. It can rearrange the traumas that we have experienced, but it's something that emotionally hurted us. And in that moment, very often, we decide that I will protect me. I will be the strong one. I will save myself. I will be my own heroine, right? And we step into that masculine to provide, to protect, to show the world like, oh, I will show you, say I can do this. Watch me, right? Like this attitude, I can do it all. Listen, girl, I did so many stupid things in my life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did I survive all of this just to prove others that I'm like worthy and so they validate me? Thank gosh, we survived and we are here today to tell women, don't be stupid, be yourself, right? In the most loving way possible. But I was working very, very hard up until, like I said, around 4 years ago, even in my first business, I was working so hard and I was chasing clients, chasing people, proving myself. I was doing so much work for a couple hundred dollars that you would not do that. You would not, like, you would not allow yourself. You would be like, this is insane, right? But I was in that state and I'm like, I gotta prove other people that I'm good enough and that I'm worthy. And the challenge is that we teach other people how to treat us the way we treat ourselves. And I saw myself as not good enough and as not worthy. So of course I was reflecting it out in my business and working really hard and being in this masculine. I'm like, I got this. I don't need help. I can do everything by myself, you know, and being this strong woman, which being strong is beautiful. However, if you rely only on the masculine, and masculine is beautiful too, but I'm talking about sacred heel masculine that can be like very calm, that can be planning and providing, but from that space of I see and I do. I'm here to fix things, right? That's the beautiful. But in the feminine, we pushed it on the side. The feminine, it's intuition. The feminine, it's sensuality. The feminine, it's the creation and manifestation. What do you think are all the manifestations and creations? That's your feminine energy and feminine flow, right? So it's honoring and accepting that we are emotional beings. Women, the feminine, not women, it's the feminine that can lead the masculine, because masculine is just like, let me go and let me do. They don't look left. They don't look right. But we are really like multi. We can look at many different layers, many different aspects as a feminine. When you compare these two, that's when the beauty comes out. So it's not bashing like, oh, masculine, oh, feminine. No, 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 no. We gotta heal both when we are trying to like push down our emotions, push down our intuition because we were told we are crazy or we're too loud or these things don't exist. And bring in these two elements and really marry them together. That's what I did. Like, I am not doing only feminine flow. I am bringing women back to their bodies, back to their sensuality and alignment and feeling worthy and deserving of receiving, because you are, I want to remind you, you are, but also give them the step-by-step strategies. Because on my journey, I'm doing this for a decade now, I realized that sometimes we go into those two extremes. We are extremely in our masculine, planning, providing, doing, spreadsheets, and we disconnect from that emotional part. So everything looks great, but people are not like buying long-term. Most of my clients, they stay with me. I have clients who are with me year, 2 years. And coaching with me now, it's exclusive. Now I don't chase anyone. Now I don't pursue anyone. Like, women come to me. Women come to me because I'm magnetic. They relate to my story. They see where I am and they're like, okay, I want to be there. I want an online coaching business. I want to be helping others. I want to travel the world. I want to have fulfilling, loving relationship that it's faithful and enriching my life. So they look at me and they're like, oh, Petya, you're doing it. Can you guide me? You got to marry those two. But then if you're only in your feminine and in your emotions and in your flows, then you're not impacting the world because you don't want to, you don't want to do anything. Like, I have so many of those days. I don't want to be adulting. I don't want to do anything. My husband is working 10 hours a day. I'm lying in a hammock. I'm like, oh, I have a 1 hour call. My day it's paid for. I learned to marry those two, you know, and now I'm working 2-3 days a week and I do multiple five figures income a month. And it's because I was able to marry those two and completely trust my intuition and gaining self-awareness about myself. That's why at the beginning I asked you, hey, do you know about human design? Do you know about astrology, right? Because knowing, know thyself, right? It's such a famous quote and so important. Learn to get to know yourself. Be really unapologetic. And then you don't need like ABC steps and strategies, then you will know and trust what is resonating with you. I'm not here to tell my clients you have to do this and this and this, and then you will succeed. That's a BS. Nobody can give you like ABC. I guide them to their higher self. I know where their higher self is. That's one of my gifts. You know, I can connect with the higher self of my clients, but then it's up to you if you want to go straight, if you want to take it like this. Some of my clients, they take 3 months and quit their corporate job and replace it with their, you know, online business. And some of them, it takes them 9 months. It's perfect. It depends on where you are. But the quality of life, and like you said, abundance, it's life. It's not only about money, but the money comes and I want you to have money. I really do. Because when good people have money, they're doing great things. So I teach my clients about money mindset. I teach them about abundance, prosperity, how to create, build relationship with your money. I have a course for it because learning how to have a relationship with money, it's non-negotiable. You can align with who you are, work aligned. And if you don't have a relationship with money, you will make money and spend even more than you made. So I want the woman to be abundant.
Yes. And we all deserve that abundance. It's, you know what, for me, it's realizing that it's really already here a lot of the time. It's shifting. It's not something that's outside of myself. Mm-hmm. Because when you focus on that lack or that separation of it's...
Then it's not there.
It's not there.
And we both love Joe Dispenza, you know, yeah. It's really about... And that's why I said, like, I'm all about alignment. Mm-hmm. You got to align with that energy. You got to align with it's already here. And abundance truly is here. Abundance of breath, abundance of air, abundance of flowers. You know, like, we're moving now in 3 weeks, but it started everything blooming back in Vegas. Like the trees are blooming, everything is beautiful. And I look out of my window and it's like beautiful pink flowers. And it's abundance to me, abundance of time, abundance of love. Like, I'm so thankful that we're both working with my husband from home and we just have a cuddle time. He always tells me, come, let's go cuddle. We grab our dog, three of us, we go to bed and we cuddle. That's abundance to me.
Yeah.
I'm not meant to be in the office. I'm so highly unemployable.
Wow.
You can't employ me. You know, but this abundance to me, being able to have breakfast together or lunch together, dinner together, go anytime for a walk with our dog, cuddle, you know, receiving unexpected money. Like, I just received unexpected money today. I'm like, what's this from? What is this for? Right. Then I look and my client, she just came from holidays. She was like, oh, I just wanted to renew. And she just automatically sends me money. I'm like, where did you get the link? You know, so she's repeated client, but it's just like, this is abundance. And you can get there when you align with it. And when you start celebrating the flow around you, when you start celebrating your femininity and your beauty inside out, you will become magnetic to people. And it is so beautiful when you're abundantly paid to be you. There is no better feeling, Lauren. I'm telling you, like, being yourself and knowing you are leaving legacy. When I start working with my clients, I ask them one question. If nothing ever changes, are you okay with that? What would you say, Lauren? If nothing ever changes in your life and your life will stay exactly where you are and how you are you okay with that?
Mm-mm. I'm not. I got.
Why not?
Well, because I think, well, one, I'm here to grow and to change and shift more and align more and receive more of that abundance and that love, and just to experience, you know, Dr. Joey says, is there more?
Mm-hmm.
Is there more? So mm-hmm. once you think that there's no end goal of I'm abundant now, right? It's just like, how can I receive more of that? Is there more? Not in a sense of like, I don't have enough, but just, I guess it's a receiving thing of being open more.
I love that.
If that it's makes sense.
Yeah, no, it absolutely does sense. And it really depends on your perception and perspective. Because if you would have asked me, if nothing ever changes in your life, are you okay? I am. Ooh. I am. Because the thing is that everything else, listen, I still have more desires. Trust me. We are planning to get pregnant. We're planning to buy our dream home. We're planning for a bigger car. I love my Volvo so much. And it's a two-door, three-door, whatever you call it. It's Lila. So I am open for expansion. One of my core values is growth. I will always be growing. If you're not growth oriented, you're not in my life. Like, it's impossible, because you're either growing or dying. We heard it a million times. With me, it resonates wholeheartedly. But nothing ever changes in my life. I'm good. I'm working with a woman I love. I'm able to retire my mom from her work, so she doesn't have to ever work if she doesn't want to. I'm living in a beautiful, we are moving to Tulum, but I'm living in a beautiful, safe part of town of Las Vegas. I married the love of my life. I'm so supported and loved by my community and women. So I don't need anything to change, you know, but I'm open to that more you're saying. And I know why you're saying the more, because I see and feel your perspective. But the woman who come to me, if I ask them, oh, heck no, I don't want to be in this job. I don't want to be in this relationship. I don't want to have this body. I don't want, you know, it's like, oh, they're not okay where they are. I am. And because I am okay where I am, that's why I keep receiving more, expected or unexpected. And, you know, to share real quick, even like it's always a journey. You will never arrive. We both know it. So for me, living in this beautiful home of three bedrooms, I kept telling my husband, I need a pool. We don't have a pool. I need more tropical. I need more greens. We're in the middle of the desert, you know, and I started to feel like restless the last year, but I'm like, now it's not the time to move. The prices skyrocketed. I'm like, now it's not time to buy. Now it's not time to rent. We just got to stay here. And I was bitter and frustrated, you know? And then and he's incredible coach too. So get, you know, free coaching. It comes with pluses and minuses. Sometimes we're not open to be coached and we just want to be heard. And he's smart enough to ask, are you open for feedback, or do you just want me to be listening? It's amazing how he learned in these years. But I was really frustrated about where I was. And that's when I was getting loud neighbors. That's when I was getting constructions. That's where I was getting playing over my head. They were like shaking the construction of our house. And I'm like, this is really screwing up my peace and tranquility that I value so deeply. And the last, I would say last 4 weeks, 3 weeks, I started to say like, oh, I love that everything is blooming. Oh, I love, I have 32 plants around all my house. Okay. I'm walking around the home. I'm like, oh, I love these plants. I love my office. I have like a boho, like, you know, hanging chair. And I started to like, oh, I love this. I love that. Week after I started celebrating what is, I got a text message from our landlord. We got to move out. And within the same day, I aligned opportunity to move to Tulum and have a house from our private vegan chef that was cooking on our retreat that I met 4 months ago. So it's perfect. You got to be ready for that expansion, but you cannot be complaining about what is and expecting something better. So love on what is. What I love doing when I'm too focused and stuck on something, and it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's your body, your relationship, your money, your work, your house, whatever it is, whatever you feel that you are giving a lot of thoughts and focus on, take a piece of paper and write 10 positive aspects about that thing. because that will help you shift the energy, because no matter what is happening, there is always something positive. Even when you're in toxic relationship, we both know that there were things that we learn, we grow through, and you know, like how much we have evolved, there were positive things. So when you can do that and shift that, that's when you can really get back into your flow, into your receptivity, and soften up. That's the key with us women. We gotta learn how to soften up and receive.
Totally agree, 1,000%. And I like what you say about the feminine flow being in your body. In that central part, because so many of my friends and myself included, you don't realize how cut off you are from that aspect of yourself, where you just basically go numb.
Yeah.
And I think that the feminine flow is reminding us of that power, but I think we are afraid of that, that that's where our power lies, because it's uncontrollable, if you will. I would love to hear intuitively, that just came to mind. So let's go there. With a feminine flow, what your take on
that? I love that, because as I was hearing you, it reminded me, I hosted a couple of years ago when we could host big events. I had almost 100 women and my event meant for more. And I open up with a quote from Maya Angelou that we all know, that people are not afraid of their dark. They're afraid of their light and of how powerful they are. So what I'm hearing from you, it really reminded me of her quote. You're not afraid of your darkness and that you're not good enough. You're afraid of your power. Because we were told that we're talking too much, we're too loud, you're too pretty, you're too this, or you know what I mean? It's like too much. And then we dim our light so we fit with other people. But when you realize you're powerful beyond measure and you start letting the light coming out little by little, it starts to be fun. It starts to be fun and it starts to be easy. You get to remember, there is this, like we talk about it, there's this like work hard, hustle mentality. And I don't want to bash it and say it's bad, because if that's what really lights you up and makes you feel alive, go for it. For me, it was burning me to the ground, physically, mentally, spiritually. I was working too hard for all the wrong reasons. There are people and women who are super lit up by working long hours and, you know, being like really like, oh my gosh, I absolutely love this. I want to do this. And they love it. Go for it. Whatever lights you up, always make sure that you take care of your vessel and your beautiful body. We all need to rest. But if that lights you up, go for it. What lights me up is to know that I do work 2-3 days a week and that I have a time to travel, that I have time for my family and friends, or being a guest on life-changing podcasts like yours. That's such an honor for me. So I create space for that, but I don't have to be working 7 days a week and falling asleep with my phone and waking up and scrolling through the emails. I don't have that need anymore, because that just burns me to the ground. So be honest with yourself and what lights you up, because that's what this world really needs. Not more strategies, not more steps, but people who are really lit up. Let your curiosity guide you. Let the universe give you the breadcrumbs and you just follow it and allow yourself to soften up and to play, whether it's through dancing, whether it's through running through the sprinklers, you know, like I did it like last year. We went to the park with my husband and a dog. And the dog was running there. And I'm like, oh, this looks so fun. Me in a white dress, I run under the sprinkles in a park and I was having so much fun. And my husband is like, oh, that's what I love about you. You're so like girlish, because I can be a badass like entrepreneur, but then I can be also like the playful 5-year-old and running around. Give yourself permission to play. Give yourself permission to bring this little girl out, reconnect with her, and really give yourself permission to soften up, knowing that you are safe, knowing that you don't need to build the walls up. It's important to know that you also get to shield yourself, right? Like energetically, with everything that is happening with the collective, we gotta make sure that we protect ourselves, because what's going on right now never, ever happened in the past, in the history. So it's important to shield you, like me, girl, and my selenites, like everywhere, and Palo Santo, and, you know, so of course, like sage, you know, like sourced, ethically sourced. But like, I'm shielding myself, but I'm don't building up the walls to protect myself towards the world. I don't need to, because I don't attract that into my life anymore.
Ooh, mic drop, or I should say crystal drop there.
Yeah, let's not drop that.
Don't happening. Drop the crystal, please. Don't. Yeah, I was in, this is so beautiful. I was in a yoga class. It was the end yoga class last night with my partner, David, and I, our good friend. She's going to be a podcast guest on here too. We affectionately call her the Dolly Mama, because mm-hmm. she is just like, you know, a mother to us. That's this beautiful yogini who's forgotten more about yoga than, you know, I'll ever know. And she, the whole yin class, she does talk a lot, but I love that about her. We forget to have fun. And that's that divine feminine of just having fun. And I was going to ask you next, but you already kind of answered it. How do we align to this energy? You know, playing stupid a little bit, but it's having fun and not doing. And I love that you run through the sprinkler. I run through the sprinkler all the time with my dog.
Oh my gosh, so much alignment, girl. And it's like the simply little pleasures. Like we dance with my husband in a kitchen, we go to grocery store and we dance there. We just laugh. We are being silly, you know. It's like, don't take life so seriously, right? So it's like really making sure that you add that playfulness into your life, and also movement. Movement is something that I was a fitness competitor, you know, so I did fitness, weightlifting, yoga, all these things, but I'm stepping more into like ecstatic dance, feminine dance, belly dancing. So we are working with fertility doctor, because we want to be consciously conceiving. So we want to prepare our bodies like spiritually, mentally, and physically. We did some plant medicine to clear up like ancestral, you know, like lineages. But my she's a fertility doctor, but she's so woo-woo that like she's my spiritual healer too. I love her to life. She was teaching me how to do belly dancing, because she's also a belly dancer, because she said, you know, like the way we can be moving our hips, like even if you do just like a number 8 with your hips, that releases the past traumas and aligns you with your energy and this feminine flow. And you do it like very gently, just moving your hips, imagining like number 8, you know, it's fun. So just more being versus doing and playing around.
I will say, pre all the world right now, it doesn't have to be something like super spiritual fun either, or because sometimes the spiritual stuff feels very serious, you know. I was taking twerking classes.
That's awesome.
And you know, I loved there were all sorts of different women, which was amazing. But the community was so supportive of like embodying this divine feminine. I joke, because the intake form was like, why are you here? And of course I wrote to like help embody more of my divine feminine goddess, you know. but it was something is that where you don't think it's necessarily spiritual or empowering, but it was so much fun and clearing out all that energy, that stagnant, you know, root and sacral chakra. It was just, and to this day, I will twerk in my office. I will get up and just dance and shake it out.
It's beautiful, because when you think about it, animals shake it out. They shake out their traumas. They shake out their pains. They shake out what they don't like, right? It's raining and they shake it off. Then we do it also. I'm certified in Qigong too. And that's like, you shake it off for your wellness and well-being. You do like a jolting, you know? So it's really about moving that energy in your body. That's how you get into the flow, because these days we're sitting on our booties all day, right? Instead of like moving and walking and shaking and dancing, like how often do you really dance, right? So moving your body in a loving way, and even just like putting your favorite music and songs. I have like a playlist on YouTube called Music That I Love, and it's like the 80s and 90s when I grew up, and I just play that and it just transports me somewhere completely else.
Oh yeah. I have plenty of playlists like 90s and early 2000s hip hop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My partner jokes. He's like, if she's in a bad mood or I want her to get in the mood, if you know what I mean, he just puts on that kind of hip hop and I just start moving around and getting in my body. It's just this, you go into your body and out of your head.
So. It's beautiful. And I love how you sing it, Lauren. You got to learn how to drop from your mind into your heart and into your body. And when you let your body lead you, then your mind will support you. It cannot be the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would love to keep talking, because we are going deep. But was there anything else you wanted to summarize or close up before we start to shut down the show for today?
Shut it down, girl. We'll be talking for another 5 hours. One thing that really came up for me, what really was a huge shift in my life and in my business, was when I realized that I am perfectly made for my purpose. That I was born to be who I'm meant to be, with my accent, with my looks, with my experiences, with my way of thinking and expressing myself. When you realize that you're perfectly made for your purpose and your purpose is to really be yourself, you stop searching and you start being and being more present. It's so liberating and freeing.
Ooh, that is juicy. Thank you so much for coming on the show. The last question I have for you, and you are an intuitive lady, so this will be fine for you. Thank you for showing up for us today and in your whole entire lifetime and providing us with these wisdom nuggets and how to shift into our own feminine flow. How may we, the listeners, be of service for you as an act of gratitude in return today?
That is so sweet. And you know, for me, the one thing that really came up for me is just pay it forward, like really pay it forward, you know, pay it forward. You never know who needs the smile, who needs the hug, who needs the, like when I'm feeling low, I just grab my phone in the morning after my morning routine and I send text message to 5 people and just send them appreciation notes. So pay it forward. I want this world to be more in the flow and more loving. So that's a way how you can make me happy. When you make those around happy from a place that it's genuine and not people pleasing.
Ooh, yes, I will. I'm going to do that tomorrow morning as well. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was so much fun jumping into feminine flow and diving into the unknown together.
I loved it. Thank you so much for having me, for all the work you're doing. And yeah. I just love the magic that you're bringing. Let's stay connected and keep shining. You're doing it so well.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.